You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last week, Dr. Shane Reddy's bill to extend free mammograms to women aged 74 was brought into Parliament. Currently, only women up to the age of 69 can get free cancer screening. Although there was no time to vote on the bill, there was a lot of promising cross-party support from Labour, National Act and the Greens. I spoke to research manager at the Breast Cancer Foundation, Adele Gaudier, about the foundation's support of this bill, what it will mean for older women in particular, and what the next steps are for breast cancer treatment. There was a lot of cross-party support for Dr. Shane Reddy's breast screening bill last week. Can you go over what this bill is?
So the bill seeks to extend the age for free screening mammograms up from 69 to include women up to age 74, which is in line with other countries like Australia and Canada, and UK goes to 73. It really is the way breast screening has gone internationally, but we are running behind here in New Zealand.
And why is this important for older women in particular? What will this mean for them?
So your risk of breast cancer at 70 is higher than it was at 50 when you're well into the screening program. So we hear from women who, once they're no longer getting a free mammogram, they think it must be because they're no longer at risk of cancer, because why wouldn't we keep screening them? So it is about women who are still at high risk of breast cancer having access to the screening that they've had for the past 20 years to find that cancer early and prevent them dying from it.
Now, obviously, the Breast Cancer Foundation has been in support of this bill. Have in your experience, what kinds of issues have come through because these mammograms aren't subsidised for older women?
So many older women can't afford to go privately, and that's their only option if they're 70 or over. So that means that we're relying on them to check their own breasts, find a lump. By the time you find a lump, the cancer is more likely to be advanced and you're much less likely to survive it or to have sort of low toxicity treatment. And ultimately, it means you're much more likely to die of breast cancer. And so we're losing too many older women who still have many years of healthy family life to live otherwise, often still working, often playing a key role in looking after their tamariki. So we really aren't giving these women what they need to live, to age well, and to live a healthy, long life.
Obviously, this is a great step in the right direction, but are there some other policies you'd like to see implemented?
Yes, absolutely. Older women do need to be screened, but actually the trend is increasingly for younger women aged 40 to 44 to have free mammograms overseas as well. And there's now some good evidence. For a long time, there wasn't really strong evidence on that, but there's been some great evidence out of the UK to show it really makes a difference in saving lives from breast cancer. It's a much bigger job to do that. It's you've got to start the screening age younger. You've got to reach out to people who aren't currently involved in screening. So we are suggesting that you start with the people at highest risk of getting breast cancer at that younger age, and that's Maori and Pacific women. So that would be a way to ease into younger screening, if you like, and iron out the kinks, make sure the system can work, and then enrol more widely. We're really pushing through this election for better screening, better early detection, but also more timely access to treatment. I think we've all heard that the health system is under a huge amount of pressure, but we can't let that stop us from wanting to do better for everybody, and that includes women with breast cancer. So we want timely diagnosis so that women can get past their breast cancer and go back to living a long and healthy life.
Just following up on that, what kinds of policies would you like to see in place to tackle long wait lists and long waiting times, especially in terms of breast cancer?
So we would like to see all breast cancer diagnosed within 28 days. So if you turn up to your doctor with a breast lump, we want you to get through a breast clinic to have full assessment, and if you've got cancer, to know about it within 4 weeks and get into treatment within another 4 weeks after that. So that would be, that's happened at the moment for a few people and for those with really obvious cancer symptoms, I guess, but for most people, it's nothing like that, and we want that to change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.